secrets in my ear and they turn me red. My body freezes while I play it all in my head. In my head. In my head. I can't get it out.
Hey, this is Pirate RC, and I'm actually in New York City at the Gramercy Theater with Ocean Grove. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Cool. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself so everyone knows how each guy sounds?
I'm Jack.
And I'm Ryan.
I'm Greg.
And I'm John. We all kind of sound alike.
Yeah, they do. So we might have a quiz later. Like
similar voices.
I'm the one with the cold. I'm a little sicker, so you can maybe tell.
I'm the one with the lisp. I have a speech impediment, but it's okay. We're getting through it.
Jack and I are the ones with the cool, calm, collected voices.
Yeah, exactly. The definite, like, radio voices.
Sexy guy voice.
Sexy guy number one and two.
All right, cool. Well, just in checking out the Gramercy right now, I mean, it's a pretty cool venue, and a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of history here, and you guys have played some cool venues like lately, like the Troubadour in L.A. as well, so...
Yeah.
How was that experience, first of all, just knowing that theater, like the people who played there, and... Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we want. We wanted the first show and the first few shows to be like really cool places, and we didn't just want to have a show someplace for the sake of having one. We wanted to make sure it was like really deliberate and a cool venue to have it at.
So did you like that stage? I mean, how was just...
It's like legendary, and the room sounds really good. We didn't realize how difficult it was going to be to get a show there. I was pretty insistent. But that's where I wanted to play. I was like, let's do the Troubadour. We're doing the Troubadour. That'll be our first show. Mm-hmm. I think we can maybe get a gig there, maybe sell enough tickets. It's only 500 seats, all this stuff. And 500 seats is a lot of seats. But, you know, we felt like we could maybe do all right there. And at first they were like, yeah, no way. You know, like, who are you? What's the deal? And then we were persistent, had a couple other people call on our behalf. And, you know, call in the favor, do the thing. And then we got the gig, and then the tickets sold really well. And they were really cool to us after that. But walking in there and seeing your name on the marquee, and it's like a million bands have played. James Taylor and Carole King made an incredible album in there, and a lot of people got their start there. So there's a lot of history and a lot of like musical heritage inside that room. So we were just really kind of grateful and humbled to be there. Mm.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty funny story, too. We booked the show for February 15th, and it sold well, which we were very surprised and thankful for. But then about a week into tickets being on sale, they had to move the show 2 days later onto February 17th because the Foo Fighters came in and played a show. It was like one of their secret shows, which was awesome. I mean, I couldn't think of a better band to be kicked out by.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Right?
We actually got to go to the show, which was awesome too.
Oh,
but
cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So we had to tell everyone who's coming, like, oh, I hope you're free on Thursday instead of Tuesday.
Yeah, like it was all midweek anyway.
Yeah,
right?
No, thankfully it worked out. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
And then you guys sold out tonight, too.
Yes.
Which, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I mean, that's cool. Like, that has to feel pretty good.
Totally unexpected, again. Like, I never expect anyone to come want to see us play, so this is cool.
I think the overwhelming emotion next to, you know, just totally being stoked is just kind of shock. We're like, whoa, all these people want to come and watch a band and check it all out, and it's kind of crazy. I don't know, like I said, we're just grateful.
I really like the site bios and just kind of how you guys have approached your website and also your social media. I mean, embracing that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just as far as engaging your fans with Twitter and Facebook and stuff, I mean, do you feel that's had an effect on you guys building up momentum for these shows?
It's had a significant effect. That's the only, tool we have. That's our tool.
No money put into promotion. We just put out our record and promoted these shows via Twitter only.
Yeah. We just recently have aligned ourselves with like a management team in a way, and we have no PR, we have no promotion, we have no label, we have no distributor, we have Twitter.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, sometimes tweets can fall on deaf ears. You gotta keep saying things over and over again. Sometimes it's like, man, do we sound redundant? Is this stupid? Or are we being stupid right now? And I find that like the people that we follow, you like it if they're like, hey, reminder, you know, I know we told you last week, but I'm going to tell you again this week, because if anyone's like me, if anyone's like Garbo, they don't do anything on the first mention. You got to remind them a few times later on down the road.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen on Twitter the last week or so, there's nothing too stupid for it. Winning, right? Oh, no. Yeah. It's like very obvious that I think anything goes.
Anything
now.
Goes on Twitter.
That's what I thought was funny, because like I would write something stupid. I'd be like, "Oh, my car smells like cottage cheese today," and then like you'd get a bunch of replies, and it'd be like, "Oh, and my band's playing at the Troubadour," and then like five people will write back, and you're like, "Come on, guys, really?" The cottage cheese comment, you like that one more?
Yeah.
So, oh, okay. But yeah, we're just trying to be ourselves. Like that's kind of our whole approach to this thing. Just like, you know, we don't really take ourselves too seriously, and we just love our music. Hey, John's checking Twitter.
I'm
right
not
now.
Checking Twitter.
John has an internet.
We got
action.
Kids outside who bought these passes, and they didn't buy tickets with the pass, and they're freaking out. I'm trying to sort the thing out and make sure that everybody's happy.
Selling tickets on the black market is what you're
doing. Scalping our own tickets.
Yeah. That with a DVD of some movie that was
released.
Where
all the money is.
Yeah. and a DVD of Black Swan.
Exactly.
Check out our merch.
Well, one thing about you guys' merch, though, the poster tonight was hand-drawn. And I noticed just coming in that you guys are donating $1 to Japan.
Yeah,
it's Earthquake Fund, which is really, I mean, you guys are just starting out.
Part of it was the poster. If you saw the poster, it's a wave.
Yeah.
Like basically a tsunami taking
over Manhattan.
We were just
like, oh no, you know, like we did this wave running into a city, and we were just like, you know, and it's actually Greg drew it, and it was based off a Japanese print.
Yeah, it's based off of like an 1800s Japanese painting, and that's what I was going for because our name's Ocean Grove.
Right.
So like the crest is turning into music notes, and I drew it by hand. It took a long time, and I did it several weeks ago, and then I wake up this morning, and the tragedy in Japan is really sad. But I was like, ooh, and now, like, we got to sell this poster. And so we decided that...
Yeah, we probably would have done it anyway. Like, you give something to the Red Cross
because
it's a good thing.
I mean, obviously, the music industry, most people know it's tough to make a dollar, and you guys are actually donating dollars. So that's just, like, a shout-out
and
props to you guys on that.
Yeah, thank you. And we're, you know, we're just trying to give back. But we've also been incredibly fortunate in our musical careers thus far before this band. And so we know what it takes, and we're obviously trying to save every penny we can and every place we can, because it's a difficult climb as a band. But we've also been really fortunate to have had a long and successful career prior to this playing music professionally. So that being said, it's like it's the least we can do. We've had really awesome lives, and it's been really cool for the last few years. We've been around the world and all this stuff, and got to see all these things and meet all these people and play on these huge stages. And so it's like, it really was a no-brainer. I don't think there was even really a discussion about it. It was like, oh, we should probably donate some of this. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, definitely. So
do you guys just want to talk about, that was one thing I want to know, too. How did you guys come together as a band, and what was your last thing before this?
Well, we're backing up the Jones Brothers as their band on the road. You didn't know that?
Actually, I didn't, which is lame.
No, it's okay. That's not
lame. The researcher.
That's really surprising to us, because that's the bulk of people who are coming around, are people who have been like, hey, who are those guys? And kind of know. We were all sidemen. You know, that's the professional term for a backup band member, because it sounds a little better than the backup band. But we were all sidemen in backing the Jonas in their like last few world tours. And Greg and I were in it from the beginning. Ryan and Jack came along a little bit into the picture, and it provided us with like tons of opportunity. And that's kind of when the idea dawned on us that like we've all been in bands before, and why not give it one go and try to do this? And
we were already a band touring together. We just didn't have our own song, so we were just kind of like, let's be a band.
There was already chemistry.
Like we,
as a band.
Yeah, we get along better than we tour with a lot of bands. And you know, a lot of bands get along really well, but I feel like we have a thing that's kind of beyond what most of these sidemen bands are. And it's a lot of people who are just kind of in it for themselves. And we just were real laid back and got along really well, and felt like we played together really well. And it was worth a shot of us kind of going for it.
We've played with some other people as well as a band, but I think we're just good, like with looking at each other and knowing, like, oh. Okay, like this.
We've been throwing a lot of crazy situations as a band.
We played with like 20 different artists in Nashville with like a day to learn all their material.
Day's notice.
We were like the house band for this gig at the Ryman in Nashville.
Oh, and that's another. Yeah. I mean, you guys have hit some cool venues, like legendary.
Oh yeah, so we've played. I mean, in the last, Ryman's a crazy. In the last couple of years, like we've been on stage in front of a few million people.
Yeah, we've played in like crazy places too. Like we played on a barge one year. And Yeah.
We did. We played South Street Seaport here. That was kind of crazy. We played in the Eiffel Tower. We played a gig in the Eiffel Tower.
That was crazy. On the in the White House, White House lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just played in the White House a couple weeks ago. It was kind of crazy. so there's a lot of we've done a lot of really amazing stuff, and we're incredibly like grateful. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, whoa, how did I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania. These guys are from Jersey. He's from Minnesota. It's just like, what's going on? Like, why are we on the stage in River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where like some of the greatest soccer players ever
played? And
it's sold
out, like 60,000 people.
Yeah. Screaming, yeah. It's just like, what's going on? You know, and granted, we're in the back wearing black behind a couple other people, but we've had these great experiences, and we don't expect any sort of success like that with this band, but we're ready to go out and grind it out and do this thing ourselves and try to make something happen.
I remember growing up in all the summers that you spent with me. Always dreading as the sun was setting, cause it meant you had to leave. And now I wake up every morning, sun is shining and you're by my side. And now I'll never have to hide. This is all.
Well, one song I noticed on just on iTunes, like reviews and stuff, or like the fan reviews, like people were mentioning House, like people seem to
that
song.
Our House, yeah.
Our House, Our House. So, how'd that song, I mean.
It's a funny story. So,
I picked the right one.
I was just sitting at home watching The Wizard of Oz. And if you listen, and it's good, I've checked, it's not a ripoff. But if you listen,
it is a ripoff, but it's not a ripoff.
The melody the melody of the verse of Our House is a really strong nod to If I Only Had a Brain. It's like, if I only had a brain. And like, so I was like, that's a really cool melody. And I came up with this riff. And I was playing this riff in the practice space. And Greg was like, cool. And I was like, oh, it was just a thing I'm screwing around with, like kind of from The Wizard of Oz. And then we kind of had an idea as a band to do this chorus that's just like two words. It was actually Jack's idea to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jack was like, I like simple, keep it simple, stupid, you know? I like simple stuff. I like it to be wide open. And so this is our house. This is our house. There's no place else I'd rather be. This is our house.
Now we'll never have to hide. This is our house. This is our house.
And lyrically, I was trying to, I always wanted to write a song, and I brought this to these guys. I was like, here's what I want to do, kind of. And it's inspired also by the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Our House.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I like how they walk into the house, and there's a description of the things going on. He says, you light the fire, and I'll put the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Like, all this stuff, like, of what's going on in their house, and two people in their home, and that's kind of the inspiration, you know, when we say Friday night we'll have a party and invite our friends and family, show the girls the garden, I'll show the guys my new TV. It's kind of like that. So that's how you get the inspiration. Sometimes you lean on like your favorite things to help bring creativity to yourself. You know, I mean, I feel like that's kind of giving away some of the secret of the song, but at the same time, anybody who says they just created something out of thin air is generally, for the most part, not being transparent and honest. So there you go.
It's like, wow, it's like, what air exactly were like, you in?
Yeah, what air are you breathing? Because I want some.
Exactly. Cool, well, I'm looking just at what you released now. Do you guys have more songs that you're going to be
ready to? We actually recorded a larger bulk of songs at one time. And we were just releasing it periodically because we just feel like it's more interesting to have things going on. And people don't really want a huge pile of songs right away either. It's just not that interesting. It's like it all gets messed up in a mess of stuff. And it's just
it's one thing if you make an album that's like a concept, or you're one of those people that wants to make a record that's supposed to be listened to start to finish. But like, you know, we're a rock and roll like band with like catchy kind of pop rock songs, and we come from a school of, like, you know, we love all these bands that kind of didn't really do that. Some of the Beatles albums run length to length, but, like, you know, Pet Sounds is nice to listen to beginning to end. But a lot of those songs you can put on your own. And the way we looked at it was, if your favorite band puts out a record at the beginning of the year and then doesn't put it out another record till the beginning of the year the next year, you're waiting like months and months and months after you've heard all those songs a lot of times.
Yeah.
So if we wait two and a half, 3 months and put out another batch of tunes, there's something fresh that you can throw in, get excited about all over again. And it's kind of like, I'd be more happy to have that from all my favorite bands than to have 11 or 12 cuts at one time.
Yeah, that's actually cool. And it's now with releasing digitally, it's so different anyway. I mean, than just having to like distribute in stores and everything.
We're like a brand new band too, and like, you don't really expect someone who's never heard of us to download our entire record and listen to the entire thing. You know, it's like, why would we waste their time? You know?
Yeah.
So we'll probably be putting out the next one in a couple months, like maybe like end of May or something like that. So nice. We haven't decided what's going to be on it yet. But
we also, we don't have a label, so we can kind of do it whenever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can pick whatever songs we want. So
it's nice.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Figure that out soon.
So I'm sure you guys have seen enough of how all that stuff works at this point.
Yeah, it's just good to be able to make your own decisions and up until this point so far. So.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for the time, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. We're incredibly stoked that you found us on your own device. That's very cool.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Good. Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right.
Ocean Grove.
Ocean Grove signing off. Later. Rock and roll.